Let the church say amen again. God is good. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and be glad in it. God is good. This morning, it's so good to see each and every one of you out once again. You know, as I often say, we didn't have to be here today. But God seemed fit to allow us to still be among the land of the living. And we're so glad that he did. At least I am. I hope you are too. When you think about the alternative, this seems like a better place. And I know there's turmoil on every hand. Everywhere you look, things are going on and going on around us. But you know something? We just keep our heads bowed in prayer, and God will get us through. Now, I know it's a tragic situation what's going on in the country, but nevertheless, we still have a God that we serve, a God that is able to lift us up above all of this. And we just but need to stay in with our hand in his hand. Yes, sir. This morning, let us take a moment as we go to God in prayer. Oh Lord, gracious and righteous Heavenly Father, we're so thankful this morning that you have blessed us to be able to come out from our house unto your house. And we thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for a roof over our heads last night, food for our breakfast this morning. And we just thank you for we are doing as good as we are. Thank you, Lord. We know that there are some who are among us that are sick and afflicted, and we just pray for them and ask you, if it be your will, that you would heal them. But if not, Lord, let your will be done. Father, we pray for those who may be still on their way here this morning, as we pray for those who are already here as well. Thank you, O Lord. Father, we pray for the leadership of this congregation and their families. We pray for the membership here in this congregation and their families as well. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you for blessing us with the blessings that you have blessed us with. Father, I know that you are able to get us through whatever we may be going through right now. For we know that your love, your arm is long enough to reach from heaven down here to this earth. And we know that your blessings can travel through all our time to get us to where we need to be and where we should be, O Lord. Father, bless your name and bless Jesus, and thank you for Jesus for coming down to yonder's cross, hanging, bleeding, and dying for us that we might have an opportunity to the tree of life. Thank you, Lord. Now, my Heavenly Father, I pray for the politicians of this world that they may not make any rules or regulations that harm us and prevent us from serving thee in spirit and in truth. We thank you, O Lord, for everything that you do for us, and especially, O Lord, for this morning when you got us up from our sleeping and slumbering. You woke us up, and we thank you. Thank you, O Lord, for all things, everything, and anything. In Jesus' name, we continue to pray and ask for it all. This and all other blessings. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. This morning, the scripture was read for your hearing from Matthew 5, and we want to take notice of verse number 16 in particular, where it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." From that, we want to talk for a few minutes about become an example for others. On a continuation of the theme regarding the church, except let us consider not so much the church itself, but church membership. If you are a member of the church, you know what the requirements are. You know that we have to hear the gospel according to Romans 10:17. We have to believe on Jesus, to be the Son of God in John 8 and 24. Have to repent of your sins in Luke 13 and 3. And confess your fault in Christ in Matthew 10, 32. Confession of faith, I should say, in Matthew 10, 32. And finally be buried with him in baptism for the remission of sins, according to Acts 2, 38. These are the steps into the church to become a member, and then one needs to remember to be faithful to Christ after one has become a member of the body of Christ. Let us look at a few things that make one a good member of the church and become an example for others. We must separate ourselves from the world. We cannot separate ourselves from the world and still live in it physically. I have enough sense to realize that, and I know that you do too. But I speak of moral separation. Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse number 1, the Bible says we must become a living sacrifice to God, holy and acceptable to Him. In other words, there will be many temptations and decisions that we must face. We must learn to accept the right ones and reject the wrong ones. Sometimes it may mean separating yourself from your worldly friends in order to become holy and acceptable to God. In verse number 2, it tells us, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." In other words, stop living like the world, but allow yourself to have a change of heart and mind. We need to stop thinking like the world, especially when it comes to religion. Man will tell us that any church will do. They say one church is as good as the next one. The world would have us to believe there is no hell than that which they tell us that the grave is the only hell. But to be a child of God, we must accept and believe in God's word. A believer of Christ, we are no longer to be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine and every trickery of men with their cunning and craftiness, whereby they wait to deceive, according to Ephesians 4 and verse number 14. Let me tell you what we must do. We must study the Word of God so that we can know the truth instead of believing everything we hear. This is how one can become a good and a faithful church member. The Bible is the only source of God's Word. There's much work to do when one becomes a church member. We need to become involved in the church. If you don't see anything for you to do, ask the leadership to show you what to do. In any church, there is always something that needs to be done to keep the body of Christ functioning and running smoothly. Now, I know there are going to be times when the church is not going to run so smooth. I know there are going to be times when you don't see eye to eye with leadership. I know there's going to be times when you don't see eye to eye with even some of the bench members. But I'll tell you something, that's no need of you to disrupt the church because you don't agree with something. I mean, how many of us agree with everything that goes on in the church? Probably not too many of us. We also must become faithful. We must become faithful churchgoers. The verse that most seasoned Christians already know and new converts need to learn is Hebrews 10, 25, where the Bible says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the matter of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." We need to come together, for the day that is approaching may be approaching faster than we expect. The day of the Lord's return, not only ourselves, but exhort one another. When you think about something, when you think about becoming a Christian, when you first became a Christian, You had a lot of zest and zeal, and you wanted to make sure that you were at church on time every time. But as time went on, sometimes you start to lag a little bit behind. You start to say, well, I may not get there on time, but I'll be there when I get there. And that's not the right attitude. This is how one becomes faithful in attendance, is getting there on time every time. I know that there are reasons and there are excuses that people use. Now, let me tell you the difference. An excuse is missing church simply because you didn't want to go. A reason is when something happened that you couldn't prevent from happening, like you had to go to work. We need to take the cue from Psalms 122 and verse number 1, where David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. While one can still hear the word and the invitation, one still has the opportunity to go to church to serve the Lord. We are also called upon to give back to the church and to the Lord. And 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, now concerning the collection for the saints. Verse 2 says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has provided him or prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come. In other words, if God did something for you last week, you ought to be able to do something for him this week. And if God didn't give you any money, but he gave you time, then give back some of your time. But do something for God. And I know that everybody here has been blessed since we last saw each other on last week. If you had a steak to eat, be thankful for that steak. Thank God for the steak that you had to eat. If all you had was a bologna sandwich, you could have put a slice of tomato on it and pretended it was a steak and been thankful just the same. Just go on and praise the Lord that you got something to eat. Whatever God has done for you, be thankful. If he allowed you to have money, as I said, you give back money. Give him some back. Learn to be a good church member. Become an example to those that are looking at you. And believe it or not, people are watching you, whether you see them watching you or not. The text says in 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, it didn't say that you can ride on my light and I can't ride on your light. But you got to, it says, let your light shall shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We've got to learn to be an example to others. Becoming an example for others is not always an easy task for some. For some still have their old ways in them. And you need to let the old ways go. Now, I know sometimes it seems as though church puts a lot up on you. But I'll tell you something. I'd rather take the lot that's up on me now than to take the consequences of hell. If you know what I mean. If God has blessed you, and I know that he has because I'm looking at you. And if God has blessed you, you need to be thankful to him and consider him and everything that you do, and learn to put your light on that others may see that light. In Acts chapter 2 and verse number 41, like those people were back in the book of Acts, they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added 3,000 souls. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? 3,000 souls, we'd have to build an addition onto the church, Brother Jackson. 3,000 souls, we'd have to build some new rooms in here. 3,000 souls, but you know what? We're happy if we can get 3 souls. That's good. But 3,000 souls is wonderful. What a day that must have been. What a thought that preacher must, those preachers must have considered that day. We have to learn to be supportive of others. As I stated before, there's always something to do in the church. And there's one area where many folks fall short, and that is supporting or uplifting one another. Praying for others is a sore spot for some church members. Some church members don't believe that they ought to pray for somebody else because somebody else is falling on hard times. But James verses chapter 5 and verse 16 say, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, unless I read that wrong, it didn't say anywhere that I read. I didn't read anywhere where it said, analyze the person before you pray for them. Nor did it ask us for an opinion on the matter. It just said, pray for them. Whenever one is sick, they need the prayer of others to help them to get through their troubles. Sometimes they may be sick over the cares of this life. Some are in need of strength for their bodies. Verse 16 directs church members to pray for them, as verse 14 relates calling upon the elders. But verse 13 tells us to pray for ourselves when we are in need. You've got to pray for yourself before you ask somebody else to pray for you. You've got to make sure you're already prayed up too. In chapter 1, in verse number 27 of James, we are told to visit the widow, the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. So everyone needs to pray and encourage one another. I'm asking you right now to please pray for me and Sister Carter, whether we look like we are in a picture of help or whether we look happy or not. I want you to continue to pray for us. I want you to pray for us and don't think that we don't need prayer. Don't pray for us even when you think we don't need prayer. Pray for us anyway. I'm certainly praying for all of you and all I do as I do each and every day, and I want you to pray for me. Now, praying is a good thing. That's how we go to the Father. Since we can't pick up the telephone and call Him, God does not receive emails and texts. We've got to go to Him in prayer. And when we go to Him in prayer, that's a conversation with the Lord. Just have a normal conversation with Him and see where your prayers may be able to reach Him. But you've got to talk to Him. See, God already knows what's going on with us. He knows all about everything that's going on. You think He doesn't see the trouble in this country, in this world today? People disliking one another because of the color of their skin. People hating one another because they're not like me. Well, you know something? God knew this day was coming. Praying is all we need to do in order to reach God. When your good works are on display, others will see Christ in you. They will see you supporting others, loving others, helping others, and they will see your love for the Lord and His church. Look at verse number 16 again in Matthew chapter 5. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, I like that verse because that tells me something. That tells me that I need to make sure that my light is shining and then others may see. And when others see my light shining, they may say, I'd like to get my light turned on. Let your light so shine, church. They will see your love for the Lord and His church. When your light shines, others may call on you when they stand in the need of prayer. So what is an example? Well, let me explain what an example is. An example is what might be considered a template of something. Jude 7 tells us that Sodom and Gomorrah are set forth as an example of the vengeance of eternal fire. Now, I hope that we're not trying to be that kind of an example, because that's not a good example. I pray that we can become better examples. Examples stand for good rather than stand for punishment and eternal flame. So I ask the question this morning of you. Why not strive to become a better church member, thereby becoming a better example for others to follow and possibly gaining heaven for yourself? Christ and the Word of God is our example, as we are to be an example to others. So when I go back up just a little bit and look at verse number 13, the Bible says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." How is your light shining this morning? "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house." In other words, are you trying to hide your light? You are trying to hide your light if you're not letting it so shine that others may see. You are trying to hide your light, but you know something? You can't hide from the Lord. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's a direct order from Jesus, if you will. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Have you checked your light lately? Have you asked yourself, is my light shining that I may become an example for others? Is your light so shining that you may be a good example for others to follow? Or are you just kind of just breezing through? You know, it's good when parents give their children an example to follow. And it's good for us as members of the body when we let our light shine that we may be examples to others. Now, when your light is shining, is it shining on your good works, or are you highlighting your bad works? I want you to think on this for one moment. When your light is shining, you're highlighting your good works. That's what the Bible tells us to do. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, I know that some of us always like to brag about how great of a Christian some of us are. But what I want you to know is that if your light is not shining, if you're not letting your light shine, you're not glorifying God. And I believe as Christians, we need to make sure that our light is even turned on. Sometimes we as Christians like to brag about being Christians, but we don't like to display real Christianity. We like to display Christianity, and I often tell you this, we like to display Christianity on Sunday morning. We like to say, "I'm a Christian," but we are only a Christian on Sunday morning. Some of us don't like to let our light shine Monday through Friday. Monday through Saturday, I should say. You know, and how many times has the Lord blessed you during this past week? You can't count them, can you? I know I can't. And if you don't think you've been blessed, every time you inhale and exhale, that was a blessing. Every time you sat down to eat something, that was a blessing. Every time you woke up in the morning, that was a blessing. Every time you considered the elements outside and had a roof over your head for protection, that was a blessing. Every time you got in your automobile and drove somewhere, that was a blessing. Every time when you got to the store, you had money to buy whatever your heart desired you to buy, that was a blessing. But some of us don't consider nothing to be blessings except if I'm sick, I'll feel better. That's not the only blessings there are. We need to be thankful to God for all of our blessings. And I can think of many blessings that God has given all of you, but especially to me, and especially to those that I love. God has been good. And if you don't think he's been good to you, consider the alternative. You could have been in your grave already. And so when God blesses us, we ought to let him know that we thank him for his blessings. And I tell you, there's one thing I want to tell you. Let me see. I got enough time. There is no generic God. You can't serve God from the outlet store. You can't find him in the outlet store to serve him. You've got to serve the Lord in your heart. You've got to come to church and worship him in spirit and in truth. And I know that many of us are under the impression that as long as I come to church on Sunday, I'm free to do whatever I want on Monday through Saturday. That's not so. You have to consider all of God's week that he gives us to serve him. And I know some like to give their blessings when they eat, but that's all. Thank you, Lord, for this food. But there's more to the food than just thank you, Lord, for this food. Consider how you got the food, and God gave you the means to get the food, and God gave you perhaps a job that you made the money to get this food. Consider that God gave you a place to prepare this food. Consider that God gave you the blessings of power and heat, a stove to cook it on, in other words. Consider, if you will, letting your light shine that you may become an example to others. Now, I talk a lot about love to the church. You know I do, and I talk about prayer a lot. Those two go hand in hand. When you love one another, you'll pray for one another. When you love one another, you'll try to help one another. And there's nothing wrong with you bending down to help somebody who's down to get up again. So I thank God this morning for all that he has done for us. I thank him especially for what he has done for me and mine. But I know that you are thankful for what God has done for you. Maybe you just didn't think about it, but you need to consider how good God is to us. From the smallest thing to the biggest thing, consider how good God is to you. Now, I know we don't like to count small things sometimes, but small things count in the Word of God. Let us consider the ant for a moment, if you will. Ant is one of the smallest creatures of God, but you see, they're always working. If you see them, you never see an ant just sitting in the shade relaxing. He's always on the move. That's the way we should be for God. We should always be moving and trying to serve the Lord. We should always be on the go for the Lord. Think how good God has been to you, and then consider being like that ant. So I've already given you the ingredients for becoming a member of the Lord's church, but I'll go through them again. You hear, believe, repent, confess, and then be baptized. This is how you become a believer in the Lord. This is how you become a member of the Lord's body. This is how you become a member of the Lord's church. And you know, we spent some time a couple of Sundays talking about the church, and that's not over. I may as well throw this advertisement in here. Brother Burnside is going to be doing another lesson on the church on Wednesday night at Bible class. I wish we could fill up the auditorium in the dining area in the back where we have our Wednesday night Bible class. You need to learn about the church. You need to know why you're here, what you're here for, and the way we got the church. Come out to Wednesday night Bible class. If you are already a member of the Lord's body and you've walked astray, then you come back to the Lord by asking the Lord to forgive you of your shortcomings. Ask the church to pray for you as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.